The Haunted Child, written by Don Merriman, narrated by Stephanie Cannon. This book is dedicated to my husband, Kevin. I could not write these stories without you. Chapter 1, Rylan Flynn. 12 years ago, Camp Lakewood. The night sits still and oppressive. Judging by the quiet snores and steady breathing from the other 6 girls in the cabin, they're all asleep. I listen for Mickey in the bunk next to mine, hoping she's awake as well. She mumbles in her sleep, incoherent sounds that I know she won't remember. I'm sweating through the thin sheet on the bunk. Summer heat fills the cabin, clings to my skin. I toss off the covers, hoping a stray breeze will filter through the open windows. No luck. I roll over to face the dark room, lit only by the moon shining through the curtainless windows. 8 bunks line the walls, all campers, except the bunk by the door in which our counselor sleeps. Jessica is 18, only 4 years older than me, but she seems so mature and worldly. Even in jean shorts and her Camp Lakewood t-shirt, she seems glamorous. At least to me. Her hair isn't limp like mine, and her chin doesn't seem to break out. Plus, she's sweet and fair as a counselor. Mickey and I lucked out when we got Jessica in our cabin. I wonder if she might be awake from the heat, too. I can barely make out her face in the dim light, but her eyes are open. "You okay?" Jessica whispers across the room. "Not really," I say truthfully. "It's hot."
"I know," she says. "I'm sorry, I should have brought a fan."
A fan sounds lovely right now, but I won't make her feel bad about it.
"It's okay."
I get a sudden thought.
"Can I take a little walk? I can't sleep. Maybe some air will cool me off."
"Don't go far," she concedes.
"Do you want me to go with you?"
Jessica is a great counselor, but sometimes she treats us like we're still little kids, not the 14-year-olds we are.
"I'll be fine."
I waste no time climbing out of my bunk. I don't even stop to put on shoes. I just hurry across the cabin before Jessica changes her mind and makes me stay.
"Think I'll go to the bathroom while I'm out."
The cabins at Lakewood all share one central bathroom house with stalls and showers. I haven't had to visit it this late at night before, or alone. Normally I take Mickey or even one of the other girls with me, but I don't want to wake anyone.
"Hurry back," Jessica whispers and curls onto her side in her bunk.
"I will."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?